بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته ورضعت عظمته العقول والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد البتحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. We were discussing about the tafsir and the fifth qawl and the fifth tafsir among the ulama about the hurufun muqatta'at, and we finished the fifth one. Before I start the sixth, let me just recap a little bit from where we left, that in the fifth tafsir we talked about the fact that hurufun muqatta'at, according to the fifth tafsir, those ulama who believe in that, they say that hurufun muqatta'at are there so we can do the tarkib, we can compose and combine them together to form the ismul al-ismul a'zam, the greatest name of Allah, through which we can make mu'jiza, miracle, tasarruf in takwiniyat. That means doing whatever you want to do in the existences around us. My teacher rejected this tafsir as well and said that Ismul A'zam is the greatest names of Allah are Allah and Ar-Rahman, which are not hidden. We don't need to do the zahmat to compose and do the tarkib and form a sentence from huruf al-muqatta'at, because Ismul A'zam is already a public information. It's a known fact. It's Allah and Ar-Rahman. They are the greatest names of Allah. It's known to everyone. That's first of all. Second of all, the Ism Al-A'zam that we are discussing, through which people can do mu'jiza and miracles, tayyul arv, and giving life to the dead, and giving shifa to the ill people, and all those things, that Al-Ism Al-A'zam is not the word like we discussed. It's not the word of Allah with the Hamza and the Lam and the Lam and the Alif and the Ha and Hamza and Alif and Ra and Ha and Mim and Alif and Noon of Ar-Rahman. These are the words. This is not the Al-Ism Al-A'zam. Ism Al-A'zam is neither the word we discussed nor the ma'na. The word that we use in Arabic or any other language is the Ismu Ismil Ism. In Farsi we say Name 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 Khudawand. So it's not even the name, it's the name of the name of the name of Allah. Even if it was the name, my teacher said you cannot do the miracle and mu'jiza through the ism. But it is not even the name, it is the name of the name of the name of Allah. So forget about the fact that you can, by just learning Allah and Ar-Rahman as a word form, you can do a mu'jiza. Even if you knew the name, this is not even the name. This is the name of the name of the name. Ismu Ismil Ism. If it was the name, still you cannot do the miracle, because mu'jaza and tasarruf in alam al-takween is not done through the lafz or the ma'na, to the word or its meaning. Tasarruf in the takweeniyat and mu'jaza and tayyul ardh and all that is done through the maqam, al-maqam al-ruhani, that a person acquires, like we discussed so much about Sayyid Ayatullah al-Ulama Sayyid Mahdi al-Tabatabai Bahrul Ulum Rahmatullah alayh, Ayatullah Ibn Fahd al-Hilli Rahmatullah alayh, likewise Sayyid Ibn Ta'us Rahmatullah alayh, Ayatullah al-Ulama Sayyid al-Qadhi Ali al-Qadhi al-Tabatabai, and Ayatullah al-Ulama Jawad Maliki al-Tabrizi. These are some of the greatest urafa of our glorious history, those who have reached the high level maqamat of the ruh, and they can show and do things. So this is because of the maqam of the ruh, the level of the spirituality and joy. Now the alfaz, somebody can say, well, we read so many of the du'as which are, if we don't belong to those maqamat, then why are we saying the du'as then, if we cannot make a change? Well, my teacher says the du'as that we read are basically in the light of the riwayat. We learn about the fact that when you analyze in the light of the riwayat, you reach to this fact that the ta'thir, the effectiveness of the dua, is not related to the alfaz or the ma'na. The effectiveness of the du'as is related to the fact that there is an ihtimal and probability that the da'i, the person who is saying du'a towards Allah, because of these alfaz and paying tawajjuh towards the ma'ani and having some level of taharat in the qalb, may end up ihtimalan to get some isti'dad, some kind of isti'dad, ila hadd nisab, to the level of acceptance in the eyes of Allah. And because of that isti'dad, Allah, you know, provides his lutf to the person and his dua is accepted. Because of that isti'dad. So it's not because of the alfaz, although alfaz help, and not because of the ma'ani, although the ma'ani help, but actually it is because of the isti'dad in the qalb of the da'i. So, and we, our conversation ended at the point where I mentioned the hadith from Imam al-Mushtaba alayhi salam, where he said, وَأَنَا الضَّامِنُ لِمَنْ لَمْ يَهْجِسْ فِي قَلْبِهِ إِلَّا الرَّضَى أَنْ يَدْعُوَ اللَّهَ فَيُسْتَجَابُ لَهُ. Which we learn in the light of this hadith, according to this naql and narration, that Imam al-Mushtaba alayhi salam says that I am the guarantor, so whoever has nothing and no thoughts coming in his mind other than rida and pleasure towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in other words, having rida and pleasure, that kind of person is mustajabu da'wa. I mean, his dua is accepted. When he prays, it's accepted. Imam alayhi salam is the guarantor. So if we have nothing but rida and pleasure towards the qada and qadr of Allah and all the decisions that Allah is making about my life, I am ravi and pleased with that, and then whatever dua I will do is will be accepted. So this is a little bit recap of the last tafsir. Now going back to the al-qawl as-sadis, or tafsir as-sadis, the sixth tafsir for the hurufun muqatta'at of Quran. The sixth qawl of the mufassirin, some mufassirin say that hurufun muqatta'at are actually the qasam that Allah has mentioned in Quran. So Allah is swearing over the huruf and muqatta'at. So this is these huruf in the huruf and muqatta'at, which are huruf of alif ba, you know, of Arabic, the alphabets of Arabic, have their own nobility and sharafat and hurmat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is trying to, is what he's doing, he's doing qasam over that. Well, again, there is no dalil and burhan to support this kind of tafsir for huruful muqatta'at. Those of the mufassirin who believe in that is unacceptable and unsupported, because first of all there is no dalil to believe that these are qasam, and also, so basically what they're trying to say, like for example we have Yasin or Taha, so it's just like Allah is swearing wa Yasin, for example. Yeah, he's swearing upon Yasin or wa Taha, for example. He's swearing upon Taha or wa Alif Lam Mim. So he's swearing upon Alif Lam Mim. But there's no dalil to believe in that. Second of all, my teacher says that this kind of argument does not give any tafsir. This is not the tafsir that these people are saying. These ulama, whomsoever believe in this call of about huruf and muqattaat, is not doing the tafsir. You know, this is not called tafsir, because you said it's qasam, but you did not define the meaning of the muqsamun alayh. See, if you say that yaseen means wa yaseen, that means wawul qasam is there for in the meaning, at least that Allah is swearing upon Yasin. So, but then what's the meaning of muqsamun alayh? That means the word Yasin upon which the qasam is taking place from behalf of Allah, if that is the tafsir, and if that is correct, then what's the meaning of Yasin is not mentioned in the tafsir. It's just saying that it is qasam is not going to provide the tafsir. You did not provide the tafsir of the word Yasin or Taha or other huruf and muqatta'at. See, the concept of qasam in any language, including Arabic, is like this. You do the qasam when you think your audience, your muhatab, has shak. First of all, qasam is not for Rasul and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Rasul and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam have yaqeen. They are Ahlul Yaqeen. Isn't it right? They don't need any qasam. Allah doesn't need qasam in front of them because of the fact that they already have yaqeen about everything. And they have ilmul ghaib. Qasam is used where the muqatab has shak. So the mutakallim, the speaker, wants to remove the shak of the muqatab by bringing the qasam in the middle. So this the whole phenomena why the qasam is done. Now second of all those things which are mentioned in the Holy Quran, my teacher says, everything which Allah has sweared upon, everything upon which Allah has sweared upon in the Holy Quran, وَالشَّمْسِ وَضُحَاهَا وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا. So 11 qasam are mentioned in just one surah of Quran. 11 qasam. So all the qasams which are mentioned in the Holy Quran, the meaning of the muqsamun alayh is clear upon the mukhatabeen. So the mukhatab people understand what Allah is talking about. See, if the when the purpose of qasam is that the shak and doubt is removed and the person believes in the statement of the mutakallim. So when that's the case, if you don't know the meaning of Alif Lam Mim, and these people are saying, these ulama are saying that this is the tafsir, that it means Allah is swearing upon Alif Lam Mim. We don't even know the meaning of Alif Lam Mim, so what's the benefit of doing the qasam in front of the mukhatab when mukhatab cannot remove his shak because he does not understand the meaning of the muqsamun alayh? Isn't it right? So this tafsir is also unacceptable. Mukhatabeen do not understand the meaning of huruf and muqatta'at. So the whole purpose of swearing upon does not serve the purpose because mukhatab does not understand. All the things that Allah did the qasam upon in the Holy Quran, my teacher says the meaning of all those things are clear. So when you understand the meaning, that's how you will remove the doubt. Because Allah is swearing upon this and this thing. So you understand it and you will clear the shak. If you don't understand, how can you clear the shak? So this is the sixth tafsir of huruf al-muqatta'at, which is also not acceptable. The seventh tafsir of huruf al-muqatta'at says that these huruf al-muqatta'at, based on the hisab al-abjad, you know, it is the ishara and indication towards the muddat and duration of the survival of various nations on the earth. This is the call in the tafsir. These huruf al muqatta'at is the ishara and indication towards the muddat and duration of the survival of various ummats and nations on the earth. According to the Hisab al-Abjad. Well, you know, Abjad, Hawaz, Hutti, Kaliman, Sa'fas, and all those, you know, Sakhaz and Dadlagh. So those are the combination of the huruf of Alif Ba, the alphabetical, all the letters of Arabic language which have been assigned in Ilm al-Adad, specific numbers, and every alphabet represents that number, and then there are compositions of that number, elaborate compositions of in Ilm al-Adad, and they come into some decisions, come to certain decisions by those calculations based on the numerical meaning of the alphabets. Alphabets, according to Ilm al-Adad, has a numerical meaning. So this is the call in the tafsir which we are discussing. So again, this one also my teacher says is unacceptable tafsir of huruf al-muqatta'at, because even if we accept the ilm al-adad, which those who claim about the ilm have their own evidences to furnish about that, and if it is accepted by the claimants of ilm al-adad, then still there is no dalil available in this call of tafsir to prove that huruf al-muqatta'at is an ishara from Allah towards the baqa'ul umam, muddat, and the duration of the survival of the nations. There is no dalil mentioned in the tafsir. And so basically, this is a claim without any evidence. And just like they mentioned, well, some of the riwayat, which inshallah, if we had time, we will end up mentioning at the end, inshallah, some of the narrations and riwayat, which in the light of which we learned that Alif Lam Mim Saad is nadhir towards the inqirad, towards the end of the government of Banu Umayyah, according to some of the narrations. But again, these narrations are not mu'tabar, they are not authentic, and thus this tafsir is also not supported by any dalilun mu'tabar, any authentic evidence to support that this these huruf are actually ishara towards the duration of the survival of the various nations. So it cannot be accepted because it doesn't have any authentic dalil to support it. Eighth of all, the eighth tafsir of the huruf al-muqatta'at of Quran is that these huruf are, according to the Hisab al-Jumal, are an ishara towards the duration of the survival of the Islamic ummah. Well, how long is the al-ummat al-islamiyya, Islamic nation and ummat will survive? This, according to the hisab of the jumla, of if you form a sentence from huruf al-muqatta'at, you will end up discovering the duration of the survival of the Islamic ummat. Well, this tafsir, my teacher says, there is also totally unacceptable. First of all, it is important to remember that the Holy Quran has said, وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٌ. So no person, in the light of this verse of Quran, we understand that no person knows on which land he is going to die. So There is no person or no ummah who knows about the ajal, the duration of its survival. Duration of our hayat is an unknown thing which has not been told to any person or any ummah. Obviously, Rasul and Ahlul Bayt, they know it. They know about all that information. They know about the times of shahadat, death for their own selves, because Allah has told them. Allah has provided that knowledge to them. But for the rest of the people like us, we do not know the time of death. And any kind of claim in tafsir that hurufun muqatta'at is you combine is an ishara towards the time of the death, we can discover that. It's against the Holy Quran. So we are not going to discover like this. It doesn't make sense. My teacher says that on one hand, in the light of the verse of Quran, we understand that we do not know the time of our death. On the other hand, we still know it, because if you combine and compose the sentence, you can know it. So it's contradiction and it's unacceptable. And our mufassirin actually consider this call of tafsir to be, you know, Askhaful Aqwal, means the lowest of all the tafasir of Quran existing among the Islamic Ummah about the Hurufun Muqatta'at. This tafsir is considered to be the lowest of all. It doesn't carry any weight and wazn, and it's very, very unacademic and very much unacceptable. The ninth tafsir or Hurufun Muqatta'at among the Islamic scholars and mufassireen is that Hurufun Muqatta'at are just alphabetical letters, Huruf of Alif Ba. They are mentioned as, you know, Ala Sabir al Misal, Bar Unwana Misal. They are just mentioned as an example, you know. And so basically what they are trying to say is that these huruf are there is no meaning meant out of these huruf. There is no ma'na for these huruf. These are just mentioned for the sake of an example of presenting some of the letters of the Arabic language, presenting some of the letters of the Arabic language is for the fact that basically in order to tell that the Holy Quran is composed, the tarkib of the Quran is composed from the similar alphabets of the Arabic language, and some of those are mentioned in the beginning. Well, again, this call doesn't carry any weight, and obviously there is no dalil to accept this, and there is no significant value in this kind of statement as well, and is also again unacceptable to believe. So this is a very simple kind of statement. The tenth tafsir among the aqwal of mufassireen is that Hurufun Muqatta'at of Quran are actually Hurufut Tanbih wal Iskat. These are the huruf which have been used so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is warning the kuffar and silencing them. So these are the huruf which are used to warn and to silence the mushrikeen and the kuffar, according to this tafsir. And they say in the tafsir that what happened historically when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam used to recite the Holy Quran in the city of Makkah, what happened is that the mushrikeen used to make a mess. Some of them not only put their hands in the ears so that they don't end up hearing the beautiful and nice voice and tilawat of Rasulullah, but not just that, but they used to say to the people, La tasma'u lahu, La tasma'u lihadha al-Qur'an, walghu fihi. That means don't listen to this Qur'an and say things, in other words, which are things of laghu and batil, to basically cause the mess. So this is exactly what they used to do. So they used to shout, they used to scream, or they used to blow whistle, you know, whistle, or start clapping or making noise and various kinds of disturbances that they used to perform. Well, clapping is not a, first of all, is not an Islamic tradition. I remember my teacher Ayatullah al-Uzma, Sheikh Jawad Malik, Sheikh Jawad al-Tabrizi, Rahmatullah alayhi, he passed, you know, 1.5-2 years ago approximately. He was the most senior student of Ayatullah al-Uzma al-Khu'i, Rahmatullah alayhi. So Ayatullah Sheikh Jawad al-Tabrizi is my teacher. So he used to say in his fatwa, I'm telling what his fatwa was. He used to say that clapping of the hands is misdaq of lahav, and because it is misdaq of lahav, it's haram. So first of all, some of our maraji, you know, say that it is misdaq of lahav, it's not an Islamic tradition, and obviously it is not part of our Islamic culture anyways. This does not come from Islam. What we learn from the Rasul and Ahlul Bayt and the Holy Quran is called that Islam is teaching us. If anything we do not learn from the Rasul and Ahlul Bayt and Quran, then it's not called an Islamic tradition or culture. So, but the Kuffar and Mushrikeen used to do that to disturb, not just that, but in the history it says that they used to bring the people together collectively, and all together used to shout and scream in front of Rasulullah collectively in a jama'at, so no one can hear the voice of the Quran. This is how he used to do. Ma uziya nabiyyun mislama uzito. No prophet had been, according to some narrations, our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that no prophet had been tortured as much, you know, similar to what I was tortured, in other words. So he went through the highest of the pains and tortures. So this call of tafsir says that was the behavior in the history of the kuffar and mushrikeen towards the tilawat of Quran from Rasulullah. So Allah revealed these huruf and muqatta'at as tanbih, just like an iskat, for the sake of warning the kuffar and for the sake of silencing them from about their behavior. So in according to this tafsir, huruf al muqatta'at is not the ism at all, neither the ism of Allah, neither the ismun azim, neither the ismun a'zam, nor the ism of Rasulullah. It's not at all the ism, it is harf. Isn't that right? We divide the kalimat in Arabic into three types. Either the kalima is ismun wa fi'lun wa harf. Isn't that right? That's the three taqseem, very basic Arabic grammar for those of you who have studied. So this is not an ism according to this tafsir, neither the ism of Allah, nor the ism of Rasul, nor the ism of any other thing. According to this tafsir, huruf and muqatta'at are actually the harf. And harf for the sake of tanbih and iskat means, just like in Arabic grammar we have the word ala or ama, isn't it right? Ama law udhina lahum fil kalam la akhbarukum, isn't it right? Just like in Nahj al-Balagha we have, according to that naqal, Amir Mumni alayhi salam said to the Ahlul Qubur, isn't it right? Ya ahl al-diyar al-muhisha wal-mahal al-muqfira wal-qubur al-muzlima antum lana faratun sabiq wa nahna lakum taba'un lahiq amma al-dur faqad sukinat, isn't it right? Amma al-amwal faqad qusimat amma al-azwaj faqad nukihat. So Imam Ali al-Islam was there next to the graves, and he is talking to the Ahlul Qubur, people who are lying in the graves, and he says, we learn in the light of this hadith that Imam alayhi salam said to them that, you know, Ammadur faqad sukinat, as far as the houses are concerned, they are occupied. That means you people died and somebody else came and somebody else is living in your houses. That's no, you are no longer living in your houses. In other words, وَأَمَّا الْأَزْوَاجِ فَقَدْ نُكِحَتْ. As far as your wives, your spouses are concerned, your spouses have married someone else. أَمَّا الْأَمْوَالْ فَقَدْ قُسِمَتْ. As far as the money, the wealth is concerned, it has been distributed. This is the news that we have about you. So what is the news that you have about us? And then Imam alayhi salam, summa iltafata alayhi salam ila ashabihi faqal. Then Imam, you know, paid attention towards his ashab and said, ama. Law udhna lahum fil kalam. This is the word ama in Arabic, just like Allah and ama and ha. These are three letters in Arabic grammar that we use for tanbih. That means we are warning the mukhatab. So Imam alayhi salam said, Ama law udhina lahum, according to the naql, Ama law udhina lahum fil kalam, la akhbarukum anna khayra zad at-taqwa. So be warned, in other words, if they were permitted to speak, that means these dead people, if they were permitted to speak, they would have certainly, la akhbarukum, they would have certainly told you, anna khayra zad at-taqwa, that the best zad, Zadirah, the best thing to carry in the travel is with you is taqwa. So according to this tafsir, just like Allah and Ama and Ha in Arabic language are used for warning the mukhatab, similarly the huruf al-muqatta'at are warning symbols, warning huruf which Allah has used. It's not ism, it's neither the name of Allah nor the name of nor the biggest name of Allah, neither the Ismun Azim, nor the Ismun A'zam, nor the name of Rasul, or any other person's or any other thing's name. These are the huruf used to basically warn. So kuffar, when they used to, they would listen to these names, these huruf al-muqatta, this ism, these huruf, sorry, this harf, these huruf al-muqatta, they will be shocked. What is the Prophet saying, you know? Alif, Lam, Mim. So they will be warned and they will be silenced about what they were doing, the nonsense behavior towards the Prophet. They will all of a sudden stop their behavior and end up paying attention to the ayat of Quran. This is the tafsir mentioned for huruf al-muqatta'at in the Qawl al-Ashir, the 10th Qawl. Obviously, the Qawl of these group of mufassirin or whomsoever believes in this kind of tafsir of huruf al-muqatta'at, they say, well, if somebody objects on us that we don't have the harf al-tanbih in Arabic grammar, like huruf al-muqatta'at are not mentioned in the Arabic grammar. In the entire Arabic grammar, you can never find, neither in the nazm or in the nasr, neither in the poetry or the prose, you cannot find any example that other than the word Allah and Ama and Ha, these huruf have been used in the Arabic literature for the same purpose of warning. I think the time is over. We will continue with this tafsir, a little bit more description and the answer of my teacher about the tafsir later on, inshallah, in the next lesson. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل الكفار والمنافقين اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين لا سيما الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين.